This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Sina. Kindness towards the orphans. Injustice and oppression to the orphans brings severe punishment. And we have heard in many hadiths, even in the Holy Quran, you have to be kind towards the orphans because they don't have a father, you know, who can take care of his desires and needs. So we have to show that extra kindness towards the orphan. This is what the Quran and the hadiths have been emphasizing again and again and many times. Because if you were a parent, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a parent, you know how much time you're given to your children, how many demands they have, how many needs they have, how much love, gesture, and kindness you're giving to them. Like the same way, the orphans don't have a father. They don't have anyone to pamper them, love them, you know, look at the needs, you know, listen to their needs. So that's why Islam emphasizing, because they have nobody. Okay, yeah, people go out, go and give charity to them, give them food, clothing, shelter, whatever. But the love you're supposed to get from your parent, that blessing is missing from their life. It's a very big thing. That's why Allah has emphasized so much in the Holy Quran and the traditions that give kindness, a lot of kindness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a lot of reward. Allah is giving that reward for us. You know, he says that in the same way, kind and gentle behavior towards them earns countless rewards in this world, as well as the hereafter. Especially blessed by Allah are those who protect the orphans and take the responsibility of being guardian to them. Let's stop over here. Think about it. Allah said, if you take this responsibility of taking a responsibility of an orphan, like a guardian looking at the needs, what exactly you need, what kind of love, that friendship, you know, even though I'm, you know, it's not about just money. It can talk, we can talk about just, you know, the love, the friendship you can give that. Be in contact with the person, start talking as a buddy, you know, the way you treat your own kid, you know, you can talk to that person as a kid, even though you're not adopting a kid. You know, the way you behave, be in contact, have a friendship that the person would know, yes, I have a friend. If I'm in trouble, I can talk to this person, you know, and you are the person, because the person don't have a father to take care of the needs. You know, this is really, really very important, you know. So numerous traditions have been recorded concerning this. You know, few of these are like that Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said that, "Oh, who maintains the orphans, Allah makes paradise mandatory upon him, in the same way as he makes hell mandatory upon those who snatches away the belongings and the property of the orphan, that is usurping." So now we say, sometimes we say, oh, we go to an orphanage, we go and help those people. Or we go to some orphans people, the family of an orphans who have a mother, but don't have a father. We say, they get a lot of help. This person helps, they get this gift, that gift. We're not talking about this gift, that gift. Yes, we're talking about the kindness, the love, maintaining that relationship, maintaining the friendship, getting closer to that person that the orphan was said, yes, I have a buddy. I have a father or the mother-like personality. I have this someone who really, really can help me, you know. So you can maintain that. The Holy Prophet says, I and one who maintains an orphan would be together in paradise, in the presence of Allah, in the same way as these two fingers are together. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has also stated, if anyone from you becomes the guardian of an orphan and deals kindly with them, and he fulfills this action satisfactorily, and he strokes the head of the orphan with sympathy. He says, he strokes the head of a person, even he puts his hand on the head of a person with love, like we do it on the head of our own children.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oasis. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
You know, when we want to really pat the back of our own kids, you know, with love, we keep a hand on the head of the own kid. The same way, the same expression and love and kindness, like we show it on our own kids, for our own brothers, for our own sisters with love. If we show it to the orphans, the Holy Prophet is encouraging us, show this love because it's missing in them. Become the friends. You know, this is, it's, I'm, you know, we're not talking about money over here. We're not talking about spending on them. We're talking about spending a little time and love and expressions for them. It says, you know, then Allah necessarily writes good deeds equivalent to the hairs and covered by his hand, and forgive his sins equal to the number of the hairs, and raises his position in grades equal to the hairs of an orphan head. That means any the number of hairs the orphan had, that kind of rewards, that number of rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving it to us. And this is a big opportunity. That means the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is encouraging us, go out. Make friendship with the orphans and give them kindness. The same way we are there with the for the own friends, you know, hugging them, having a nice time with them, you know. Elsewhere, the Holy Prophet has been reported to have said, when an orphan cries, you know, why is the orphan crying? Think about it. The heaven shudders that Almighty Allah says, O angels, is this the same orphan whose father has been buried in the earth? The angel replies, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the all-knowing. Then Allah would say, O my angel, be a witness. Whoever consoles this orphan and makes him happy, I will make him happy on the day of judgment. So ladies and gentlemen, this is really, very important. So many hadiths on the orphans. When the orphan cries, it's crying because it's missing a father. It's crying because it's telling that, look at those children who have a father, who's walking and doing the shopping of the festival with the father. You know, having a beautiful moment with the father, and I can't even hold the hands of my father. I have no father. When a child cries, when the child is in problem, even if you're 30 years old, you call your father, you call your mother. But an orphan cannot call nobody, cannot ask for nobody. So the person is crying because of the loneliness, because I don't have a father, I don't have a mother, I'm an orphan because my father is not here to protect me from all these problems, from all these situations. You know, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, go and console that person, and there is a huge reward because the person needs help. So we have to help the person where, the way we are helped. We are not, if you are not an orphan, if you are helped from your own father, from your own parents, think of the situation if someone has no parents. There needs to be consoled. The guardian of a minor children, you know, whoever becomes the guardian of a minor orphans, the boy who has not reached the 15 years cannot spend from his wealth. You know, he needs a guardian because he's not really reached it. So he has to actually wait until he becomes to an age where he is supported, where he, after a certain maturity age, then he can take care of his own wealth and then go further with it. So ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zeenat. We have been talking about showing kindness towards the orphans and be kind and friendly towards them. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Salamun Alaikum. Warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.